about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Sometimes we have to hear no 99 times before we can get to our yes. Sometimes we have to repeatedly fall before we can stand our ground. But here's the beauty in all that. It doesn't matter how many times you fall or how many no's you get. It only takes one yes for things to change, to turn around.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. You are interested in the unknown, the mysterious, the unexplainable. That is why you are here.
All right, 1-800-5800-TOM. That's our telephone number.
You know what I'm talking about? Sounds like you're hoarding.
Well, whenever the urge hits me to take care of some business, I will, you know.
Right.
Just like something come over you like.
And now, paid for by Perot 96, our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It is Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is Thursday morning, the 9th of January.
Mm-hmm. I mean, almost a full week back at work, you guys.
How about that?
And I feel it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you finally getting the, oh my gosh, are you exhausted feeling that I felt last Thursday when we came back?
I'm going to say that this is probably the worst physically I have felt since taking the job a year and a half ago.
This is something that I noticed, because when Jensen started, he's mm-hmm. like, love getting up. Yeah. No issues.
I'm a morning guy.
Loved it's my it. Natural time. I'm happiest yep. then.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super annoying.
I should not have changed my middle
super
name to morning.
Annoying.
That was a bad decision.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Now, is it the job that has beaten you down, or the kid plus the job?
Well, kid doesn't help.
No, of course
I mean,
not.
It gives you a completely different routine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Kids are bull.
It's not the job. It's the idea that waking up every single morning like this, even... I don't know if you've noticed, I haven't taken a sick day. Ever.
Right.
Like, I haven't gotten sick. I'm almost like hoping to get sick at this point. I'm like, come on, someone.
You have been
someone
trying.
Infect me. Yeah.
You have been trying to get sick.
And
he'll
then
be sit there and he'll go yeah. like he wants to talk it into existence.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm starting to aches, feeling some aches.
Yeah.
My head kind
of
hurts.
He does the opposite of Omar. He tries to will it.
And it doesn't.
Omar wills it away.
Correct.
It doesn't yeah. work out. But I don't know. I knew that the grind eventually would get to you.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
I was a little annoyed by it. I have to be honest. I didn't never tell you this, but I was annoyed. I was like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Tone down the excitement about mornings.
About the hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This job is fantastic.
Yes.
The hours kind of suck.
Yes.
Here's the thing. By doing morning news for 14 years,
even
however
early,
long I did it.
Even earlier.
Even earlier
yeah.
at 2:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that would say, oh, but you get used to it. Oh, F off.
Yeah,
it's the middle of the night. There's nothing normal about waking up 4 hours before the sun comes up. There just isn't.
Yeah.
So it was just a matter of time, Jensen. And yeah, were we waiting on it and relishing in the fact mm-hmm. that it was going to hit you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
we
you
were.
Guys are good friends, obviously.
Yeah.
Did it take too long for us to be
I
able
feel
to celebrate?
Like it did. I feel like it did.
You
it
really...
should have taken a few months tops, not over a year.
Sure. Well, I'm there now, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you guys see just one tear dropping down my face, you'll know what it's about.
I thought it was just a weird place to sweat.
Yeah, well, there's other places for
you
that.
You do have a homeless beard. I have noticed that.
Yeah, and that's part of it, man. I haven't had time to shave.
All right,
yeah.
That's okay. Let me just call BS on that. I haven't had time to shave is nonsense.
It's for real. As an Armenian man, I think that it takes me a good week to shave. I have to really...
It does? Okay. You have
I
to
do.
Really what?
I have to really sit down and take... I don't know why. I think it's the way it grows in. It's kind of coarse. I have to like really work on it. So it takes
you get
me
like
about,
a weed whacker to begin, like level
yeah,
one?
Absolutely. I have to get like
and
I have to get like a Flowbee and place it on my neck. No, I will get to it eventually. But this is part of the idea that, you know, I get home and then it's a little bit of rest and
mm-hmm.
then some work and then a little bit more work. And then it's all routine for the baby and then it's sleep.
Yeah.
So what's the plan with the beard?
I stopped by a barber yesterday.
Okay. Oh, okay.
On my way home.
Stopped by.
Well,
just
I kept
chat.
Going. Hey, look at this. You can't do anything about it.
I wanted to check the setup and then leave. I walked in and was like, do you guys have time for a walk? And he goes, yeah, how about in an hour? And I go, no, I have a baby. And then I just walked out.
And that's when the single tear fell.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, no, I wake up at 4 and then I have a baby. And then I'm going to keep driving by, getting out of the car, and then asking if they have a walk-in.
Here's a thought.
That seems like a terrible plan. Allie might help out here.
Make an appointment.
I know, but I don't know if I ever get by at the same exact time, but
you
we'll see.
Don't.
I know.
So make an appointment so you actually know when to get by.
You get by there roughly at the same time each day,
around,
right?
Yeah. But, you know, fingers crossed.
I feel like you're avoiding shaving your beard for some reason.
No, I really.
Is it your superpower, Thor?
Yeah.
What's going on, Thor Carpe?
Thor
What's
Carpe
under that
is
beard?
Growing out a beard. No, I just, I am tired.
Uh-huh.
I am aggravated. And I think that maybe it's all coming out in a beard.
Okay.
You know the way, like, when you're very stressed, they're like, oh, I get sick when I'm stressed.
Sure, yeah. Your body totally reacts
I think it's just that I grow a full beard.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I am glad it's a weird reaction, I don't have that reaction because I would be the hairiest mofo.
Here's what I'll say is that the hours alone can grind you down.
Yes.
Kids alone can be a grind on your schedule, right?
Yeah.
Put them together, it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say that Allie and I are happy.
Yeah, you guys should have brought in balloons. What are you guys doing? These streamers?
No, we're not happy. We're just... We're grateful that you've settled in to what's going to be your normal routine.
Oh, that's very nice.
It does not get better, is what Kevin's saying. So just let this be your new normal.
I love it!
No, it gets better. Your kid will grow a little, and it won't be so much just keeping him alive.
Do you know how long 18 years is? That's also, clicked in for me these last few days. It's like, this is... forever.
No,
really.
But it is. But what you're going through now isn't.
I'll
for
be 58.
Years.
And it's adorable for you to think that after 18 years, that kid isn't going to be living with you.
That's very sweet.
I guess I'm just putting myself onto him. Sweet. Like, I got out at 18. You should too.
You'll do it too, Adler.
All right. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
She's a sociopath and a bitch.
Give that another run.
Nope. Happy with it. In Finland, they're trying to work out a 4-day work week. How great would that be here?
This is the perfect day to talk about this.
Right?
Not only 4-day work week, 6-hour days.
Yes.
So everything's cut down.
I like it because, here, if they try to do a 4-hour work week, it's 10 to 12 hours. Like, there, it's fewer hours.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So we're going to try and make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll probably have great success.
We're talking to someone who can make that happen for us. Yeah.
I want to introduce you to Penis Man.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've met him. What?
Allie goes to dumb dress-up parties.
Okay. I looked at the schedule last night,
uh-huh.
and I was like, wait a minute. A, they're not dumb dress-up parties, but I'm sandwiched in between Penis Man, and then what's after that?
People are dumb.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I sent it to my friend that's having the, quote, dumb dress-up party, and I said, hey, we're talking about your party at this time.
Yesterday, I said that out loud, Allie's dumb dress-up party. You weren't surprised by the name, were you?
Well, yeah, they're not fine.
Are you concerned that the 3 segments in a row show absolutely crazy people?
No, we're
back to back
nuts.
To back?
We are nuts in a nutshell. But that 7 o'clock hour is bonkers.
So you'll fit perfectly.
Sure, fine.
Right in the middle. Do you know your neighbors?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, 75% of adults don't know any neighbors.
That's sad.
RJ Bell will join us with his picks for the NFL divisional round. Playoffs, and Dr. Drew will join us as well a little bit later on this morning. We'll take a break and we'll come back with what's happening next. Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It's 5:53. I forgot to mention, as we were talking about today's show, we're also giving away tickets to see Coldplay.
Okay.
In the HC Radio Sound Space, January 17th.
I believe Chris Martin said it was a sex dungeon.
He did call it that. It's possible that it's both.
That's an odd thing to hear in the promo.
It's pretty strange, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not finished, so maybe they're going that direction.
It could be. And listen, if Chris Martin is inviting me to a sex dungeon...
build it?
I will. I'm down there after the show, kind of going to go in between breaks.
If you build it.
If I can. Okay.
Nope. File.
All right. Don't hate it. I know you tell me not to respond immediately.
But you always say don't hate it.
I know. Well, no, there are some times that I hate it, and I don't say don't hate it.
It does sway the eventual vote.
Does
when we get to it a little bit. I mean, I feel confident with it now. I'd probably not take it back. Just letting you know.
That's nice.
No worries.
Okay.
Time for what's happening.
Remember that My Chemical Romance show at the Shrine on December 20th?
Yep.
Well, it raked in record box office numbers for the venue. Its gross total was $1,451,745, the highest grossing ever at the downtown L.A. Landmark.
That includes merch and stuff?
Listen, I don't have these answers.
Well, because, like, you wonder if it's a sellout. It's a sellout. Why would there be more?
But I guess higher ticket prices.
Higher ticket prices. Yeah.
I don't know.
Good point, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, think about that before you ask.
Do we know anyone who went?
A bunch of people from here went.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had tickets, and I realized that I had a family event, and I was like,
oh, family.
Okay, here's my ticket. Yeah. I'll give it to someone else.
Family's awful. We've learned that this morning.
Love family. It was a rough night.
Family are jerks.
Did they like it? Did everyone think they seemed like they didn't lose a step?
Every single person. Yeah, my friend Jenna was there, and I mean, her emo loving heart was just exploding. It's one of her all time favorite bands. Mm-hmm. But I clicked on, of course, the Shrine little hashtag that night, and I just laid in bed and just flipped through watching the videos, and I was like, wow, I should have gone. Absolutely. But I mean, they sounded great.
Yeah.
And everybody, like, it seemed like a real moment in time for everyone to be there and just all kind of experiencing this amazing comeback from a band that was so beloved.
Very cool.
I so love their coming back for sure. That makes me happy.
Yes. I mean, and hurry up if you can, guys. Let's start, you know, at least getting some dates on the calendar. Mm-hmm. I said to my friend Jenna, I said, listen, would My Chemical Romance at a weenie roast make me laugh really hard if it was, like, at the beach again? Just to see, like, My Chemical Romance, like, at the beach. That's
sweating.
Just so funny to me for some reason. But I think they should do it just for the joke.
Okay.
We'll cover the stage or whatever. Like, we'll make sure no sun gets on.
Oh, my God. I will run around.
With an umbrella?
With an umbrella, like the Umbrella
Academy.
Yeah,
got it.
Because Gerard.
Because Gerard, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Guys, the Oscars. We now know who's going to host the Oscars on Sunday, February 9th on ABC.
Kevin Hart.
Well,
Ricky Gervais.
Last year, the Academy Awards had no host for the first time in 30 years after comedian Kevin Hart was originally announced as host, but then he had to step back because, you know, some homophobic tweets resurfaced. A bunch of, controversy. Everyone's like, he can't do it. And he's like, I don't care. So,
who's the person they found that has no problems in their past, is funny, is just straightforward?
Yeah.
Okay, who out of all the comedians did they find?
Here's the thing, Jensen. They looked at the numbers from last year.
It's an actor. It's not a comedian. It's an actor.
They looked at the numbers from last year and they're like, hold up. Those were so much better than they've been in years and years and years. Let's do it again. No host.
No host,
you guys.
Saying no host.
Yeah. They said, together with the Academy, we have decided there will be no traditional host again this year. Repeating what worked for us last year. Huge entertainment value, big musical numbers, big comedy, and star power. By the way, nominations for the Oscars will be announced on Monday. Hmm. And again, 92nd Academy Awards will air Sunday, February 9th on ABC.
At least they have that witty banter going back and forth. It's so entertaining.
Patter, it's called.
My bad.
Well, banter works too.
Okay.
Patter is the award show title for it, and I have written my share of patter, and it is a terrible job.
Yeah, my favorite is when they're up there, and it's supposed to seem seamless, like you're just riffing, and then one of them misses a line, and they're like, can you scroll back? Like, no, you're just supposed to be chit-chatting up there. You're not doing a good job, kid. Well, speaking of, ceremonies, we just finished the Golden Globes. Why do I say we? I have nothing to
You're
do with
You're part of
this.
The foreign press.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm.
She also didn't watch.
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay.
No, I did.
All right, good.
I hated every second of it.
Yeah.
But like Destiny, it was on.
It was on, yeah.
And there's no way to change a channel.
Can't do anything about that?
I've learned that from her. Joaquin Phoenix, in his speech, did a whole thing about the planet. And, hey, if we can, don't take a private jet to Palm Springs.
It was so specific.
And people were like, wait, I'm... No, what? Okay, I will try my hardest not to do that. But anyway, he is, I guess, walking the walk because he will now wear the same tuxedo throughout this year's awards season.
That is the most meaningless thing ever happened.
I want to smell it.
Really?
Joker actor has partnered with fashion designer Stella McCartney.
Okay, it's a commercial.
To wear the same custom suit he wore at the 2020 Golden Globes for all upcoming award shows in an effort to cut down on waste. Joaquin, no one would notice.
And no one cares.
And you're not helping waste.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean.
Also, if he wants to focus on something to, you know, sort of correct the past, mm-hmm. I think there's probably some other things he could talk about, too.
But that didn't affect the environment.
Right.
I mean a work environment, yeah. Sure. But not little animals and the sky.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it involved animals.
I mean.
Let's move on. Some birthdays for you. Nina Dobrev, Dave Matthews, Jimmy Page, and J.K. Simmons. Remember when he got super jacked?
No, he's still super jacked.
Is he still?
Yeah, I see him at the gym the few times I go a year. We belong to the same gym, and he is a monster.
Unbelievable.
He's an actual human beast.
We had him on. I don't know if it was for Spider-Man or whatever. It was literally a week or so after those pictures came out.
Yeah.
And I said to him, "You look like buff Santa." And he's like, "Oh, that's actually, thank you. Thank you so much." You know, like, it occurred to him that he had a huge white bushy beard and he was jacked beyond belief.
You know that sound when you're at the gym and you hear someone like bench pressing, but then you hear it go back down on the bar
click.
And it's like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, "Oh, that guy's working the hell out."
Yeah.
Like, and then you look
it's
over
a lot
and
of weight.
It's him every time.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a toughie.
He's a toughie.
He's...
Just stop.
I'm over there just doing that neck exercise where you put your head in the, like, you know what I mean? In the foam.
Nope, still focusing on Tuffy.
And then I look over and he's just like, ugh, and he's sweating and he's, and I'm like, I want to be that guy.
He's a real Tuffy. That's what's happening.
Jim, coming up a little bit later on this morning, your tickets for Coldplay at the K-Rock HD Radio Sound Space. Mm-hmm. We've also got R.J. Bell talking football. We've got Dr. Drew, who we try to annoy as much as we can mm-hmm. on a mm-hmm. weekly basis, coming up a little bit later on this morning.
Okay, so before we get on the phone with this person, mm-hmm. do we all want to commit to a united front?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
It's the only way to get things done.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, she can hear us, so no. This is not being done in secret.
Oh, should we only negotiate within ourselves outside of the
I feel like that's like, probably yeah. a good move.
While she's on hold, she actually
So you're saying she's like
saying.
In our huddle.
Now she is.
Okay. Having said that, yeah. though, now she knows that we're all united.
That's good.
Right, that's good. So I think it's a good head start.
We're the friends cast of K-Rock.
Right.
Stick together or we all leave.
So Finland's prime minister put out a thought, mm-hmm. and the thought was, hey, what if we worked only 4 days a week?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or only 6 hours a day? Mm. Because what about family and hobbies and friends?
Right.
Case closed. Let's do it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Do it. And I think that it was Sweden that tried this in one little aspect of Sweden. And they thought, I don't know if this will work. But people were more productive because they knew they had this time to get things done. They weren't messing around on their computer watching Friends episodes like Jensen does in between segments.
How dare you?
I'm just saying.
She's on hold.
You could be more productive.
Okay. She's going to write you up for that, I hope.
Working less time and less days. I'm in. Let's do it.
I feel like we're in the best interest of doing our best.
We're doing it for the company.
Right.
Right, it's not it's not selfish.
No,
we're
trying to be more efficient. We're trying to make more funny.
What we're doing really is we're making this woman's life easier.
Correct.
Let's go to her right now. Entercom Regional HR Manager of the West, Karina. Karina, what do you think?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Interesting proposition.
Uh-huh.
I do believe it would be good for some people, but
okay,
not
that's all we
benefit.
Need. Okay, thanks,
so she's
Bye.
In.
Oh my God,
Karina's in.
What do you guys want to pick? Do you want to pick Friday off?
Absolutely. Well, what about Monday? Yeah.
Monday.
What about Monday?
Monday is good.
I'm not saying it's happening.
What?
What's going on?
I think it's interesting and it'd be cool, but I.
But that's
can't
what
make
we're
that
saying,
call.
And yes, you can.
You could easily do it.
Karina, you have this power, and as you know, you need to use your power for good. This is good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Karina.
Karina, do you feel that, you know, like, say that you had employees that woke up at 4 a.m. every day, and they did it, like, every day for months or whatever. Like, wouldn't you think it could help them to have less days or less hours? Those are both good things for us.
But what about the people that have to work 5 days a week and depend on you to get to work?
honestly, we're being quite selfish here.
I didn't think about them, but but also, I don't know if we're just saying us. I mean, give them the thing off, too, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah, they're not driving to work, Karina. How are you not getting this, honestly?
Well, we want Karina to make this happen for everyone in Southern California.
Or at least in our building. At least in our building. Start with that. You know what, Karina? When you took this job, did you think that you would be a pioneer?
Right?
Absolutely.
A true pioneer. Someone who trailblazing through the way that HR works.
Your face is going to be on the cover of Forbes magazine.
As the
a
person
year from
who
now.
Changed the work week.
Yeah.
Time Karina. Person of the year, Karina. Yeah.
Karina.
I like it.
You like that, all right?
We're turning around.
So it's a yes or no?
Think of how proud your little baby child will be thinking, this is my mom. My mom did this. And not only did your mom do this, little baby child, your mom is spending so much more time with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, little baby child is really the winner.
What? That's we're concerned about little baby child only.
Oh, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's do it.
All right.
This seems like Woo! We did.
That was that was easy.
I gotta tell you guys, that was a half-hearted "let's do it." Like I don't feel
a little shaky,
but
little
it is.
Shaky.
It's recorded. It's, yeah. It's as you know, she has to now follow through with it.
Karina, we'll just give it to you. Do we get Friday off or Monday off?
Good
which
question.
Which day would be easier for you?
Let's ask Fed. How about that?
No, this is going in the wrong direction. We could have called him. But
we easily could have got him in the morning. He would have woke up for this. He's never listened to us, but I mean, he would have woke up for this.
Damn it!
He doesn't know who we are, but
yes.
Oh my God! Do you guys hear that? It's little baby child crying.
Oh no!
Yeah, crying because Mama let little baby child down.
Mama.
Oh no!
Don't let little baby child down
right now. So sad.
Can we change your baby's name?
No, I love it the way it is.
Little baby child.
No, I mean just a general
Zheimer?
Like.
This is Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen.
LA and OC's alternative rock. KROQ.
K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. Coming up, we're going to tell you about a graffiti artist in Phoenix that they're trying desperately to catch and cannot. Mm-hmm. And they're all very, very annoyed. All the adults in Arizona are very upset at this childish behavior.
Okay.
And it makes me so happy.
All right.
So happy. So that's coming up in a second. First, what's happening? Here's Allie.
Guys, 2020 is all about bands getting back together and performing together. Bands you never thought would. Rage Against the Machine.
Yep.
My Chemical Romance.
Yep.
And, I mean, to a smaller extent, the Black Crowes. Like bands that you never thought, oh, they'll get back together. They'll play again one day.
Trent Reznor's going to tour with Nine Inch Nails again.
I mean, it's
great.
Everything,
crazy,
it's coming up roses. Do you know the band that I wish would get back together? It's the one band that I'm like, oh, come on, let's do it, guys.
You've said this many, many different times.
Harvey Danger.
Very close. Very close. Kevin, what's your guess?
Passion Pit.
Passion Pit. What's wrong with you two?
Random.
What's wrong with you two? The band is Oasis.
Oh, I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Right?
That
would be wonderful.
And
how
could you even imagine it? Like, these two brothers hate each other, it appears. Every time they have a chance.
So do Chris and Rich Robinson. Yeah. They're back together in the Black Crowes.
Okay. Well, what are you saying,
Gerard and Mikey? Oh, no, they love each other. Okay, that didn't work. Let's talk.
what are you even trying to allude to here?
Here's what I'm saying. 18 hours ago, Liam Gallagher, my favorite man that calls his brother Noel a potato.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote, I intend to retire as a solo artist after album number 3, as I have just had a call from my brother begging me to start Oasis again in 2022. If you believe in life after love, come on, you know, LG.
Okay, but wait.
Wait, A, did it happen?
Which is questionable,
that's
right?
That's questionable in itself.
And it's also a backhanded thing to his brother. He's begging me to bring us back together. I mean,
Everything with Liam is going to have 2 to 3 alternatives.
Yeah. Right.
That we know. But if there's even an inkling that this is possible.
But why did he start with retire a solo artist?
Because this will be his third album.
And now he'll go back to a group.
Oh, I thought you meant he's retiring. You're saying he's retiring from
just
his solo.
Just the solo aspect. All right. To head back out with his brother in 2022.
But only because he called and begged me.
Come on.
Let's not write it off.
Sorry.
Yet.
I don't care how it happened.
Which my friend Steve Gorman, who came in to talk about his book about the Black Crowes, he was one of the original members of the Black Crowes. He was a drummer. He has toured with Oasis. He's very good friends with Liam. While he was here last time, he's like, yeah, I'm heading out for coffee with Liam Gallagher after this. I was like, I'm sorry. I've known you forever. We're good friends. Did you think at any point Allie would like to get coffee with Liam and I? He's like, nope. Anyway, here's my point. Steve then retweets it and writes, the craziest part of this, of course, is who the drummer for Oasis 2022 is going to be. Just saying. The guy has got a background with the guys from Oasis. Right. He knows how to deal with two dick brothers. He's done it with Chris and Rich Robinson.
Yeah.
Plus, he said, honestly, I don't know what they're saying half the time with those accents, so I'm completely removed from it. You guys, Oasis 2022!
I'm in. Except for 2022.
We got a while if we survive.
If he does another album, 2021, whatever, they get ready, they're writing together, they're doing all that, then they go on tour 2022, I will wait. I will wait for you two. You three,
you
really.
Two?
No.
You want you two? No. They're back together. No. They showed up on my iPhone. Yeah, I didn't even ask for
come
it.
Come on,
an album
I need
came
you
out.
To follow along here.
Yeah, this sounds pretty much like cut and dry. This is very obvious as to what's happening, and I can't believe it.
It has to happen.
Yeah.
It has to happen.
I would think so, too, and the money that they would make would be ridiculous.
Oh.
I know they probably don't need it,
but
it would be
ridiculous. It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And come on. Just go on stage for a couple hours a night, have separate tour buses, whatever. You don't really even have to interact that much with each other if it winds up getting bad again.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, let's do this. I would like to manage the tour.
Wow. I would like to see it.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm content just to see it as well.
Yeah, I don't need to manage the tour.
It sounds like you're setting yourself up for disaster.
That sounds like a nightmare job.
It's a nightmare for them, mostly because I've never done it.
I'd rather be a coal miner. Like I'd rather have the most dangerous job in the world than be the Oasis road manager.
You're probably right. You're probably right. Okay, I resign.
Okay, good.
All right. So let's just
looking
put
out
it
for
out
you.
There.
I'm looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Also in. Me with Jeopardy, greatest of all time championship. Listen,
Two episodes last night.
On Monday, Tuesday, when they kicked it off, I was like, you know what? The questions were too hard. I didn't like that they switched up the final Jeopardy music. They were using too many celebrity cameos. I was not as high on it as I could have been.
I was surprised.
And maybe it's because Ken Jennings won game one and game two. Then
you
he
don't
won
like
the
Rufus,
actual match.
The other third guy?
Brad is his name. It's Brad. I think maybe I let the fact that James didn't win
affect
my feelings.
Hmm.
Because guess what? James won last night, and I went to bed thrilled, and I couldn't wait to watch it tonight. So we've got Ken Jennings winning match number one. James winning match number two.
Gonjo is going to be, you think the other one's going to get third?
Brad didn't even play Final Jeopardy in the second game last night because he couldn't.
Because no one's heard of him.
He was in the negatives. No.
Oh, he's a third. This is a battle of the champs.
I don't know what's happening with Brad. Something bad. He's not doing good.
He's never played the game before.
Right.
So he's up against two champions.
He's a new contestant.
He's the only player that hasn't lost to a human on Jeopardy. He lost to Watson, the computer.
That's
a whole
other
thing. Here's the deal. The first one to three wins.
Yes.
So now we're at least guaranteed that it goes into next week.
All right.
Because it's tonight, and then it is off Friday, so we're going to continue up next week.
Gotcha.
4-day work week. Sounds nice.
Yeah, we got to talk to Karina.
Again, tell her about Jeopardy.
Yeah.
She probably didn't know about Jeopardy.
She probably doesn't.
She might not know. You're totally right, you guys. You want to hear the weirdest thing I've read in a while about The Bachelor?
Please.
Yep.
ABC has greenlit The Bachelor. Listen to your heart. It's a new spinoff set to debut in April in the franchise's core Monday time slot at 8 p.m. It's going to bridge The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. And so they're basically going to have a continuous, like, Bachelor, Bachelorette franchise from January to September. You can't not watch people boning on ABC. Here's what the show is.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that is kind of the Bachelor in Paradise method, too, in between seasons.
Right.
Okay.
20 single men and women, all talented musicians or people whose lives and work revolve around music, search for love through music, singing well-known songs both individually and as couples. They're going to meet, explore their relationships while living together and going on bachelor-style dates that focus on music. Once the couples commit, they're going to be tested through challenges, including live performances judged by the top names in the music business. How dare you?
Is this every show put together?
They're like, oh, what works? American Idol? Cool. Add that. What works? Bachelor? Cool. Add that.
Haven't The Bachelor and Bachelorette been very successful every season?
Absolutely. Yeah, they have great numbers.
This is crazy.
Some of them chunky. Add Biggest Loser. Cool. We're gonna
make them lose weight.
Like, it's just that's not part of it.
What if one of the songs becomes like the greatest? What if we love one of the songs?
It becomes like the bop of the
whole year. Yeah, you're like, oh man, where did that song come from? Oh, from The Bachelor show where 20 singles meet each other and have to make songs.
It came from The Bachelor. Listen to your heart. Everything about this I hate.
Yes.
It'll be a hit.
Sounds like it might be great.
It'll be a hit.
It sounds like it might be so bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm in.
It did probably come back around when you realize they're going to be singing duets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Not interested.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm saying I'm interested for the same reason you're not interested. I just think it's going to be worse.
Yeah. You're interested for the comedy of
yes.
it. Okay.
It's going to be
right.
terrible.
Very cool.
I would rather watch My Feet Are Killing Me.
Nope.
Oh.
Let's not get back into that.
No, we're good.
Okay.
All right. Some birthdays, you guys. Jimmy Page, Dave Matthews, J.K. Simmons, and Nina Dobrev. And that's what's happening.
Coming up, people are dumb. Mm-hmm. Do you know your neighbors? 75% of people say no.
That's weird to me.
A little shocking. R.J. Bell gives us his picks for the NFL divisional round playoffs, and Dr. Drew joins us as well. First, we are talking about a graffiti artist in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and I'm just going to start playing you the news audio, and I would just like you to listen to the condescension and mm-hmm. and how upset the news anchors are that they can't catch this graffiti artist.
It's a big night for fireworks and celebration, but also for graffiti taggers.
The city of Tempe, though, always on the hunt, trying to take down the unsanctioned art. ABC 15, Zach Crenshaw joining us live. And Zach, one particular tagger has the attention right now of city leaders.
So they've gone that far without saying his name or what he does. Mm-hmm. Tempe, by the way, is where ASU is.
Yes.
Big party area.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Devils!
Yeah, no. It is someone who has struck the city a number of times over the past month. Similar.
He struck the city.
Oh my gosh.
That guy struck the city.
What is he doing?
To this, and 40 times to be specific. And the tagging, well.
Okay, so he's done it 40 times in the last month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, to show the audience what tagging is, the reporter steps over next to tagging that isn't this guy's, just random tagging, and he goes, like this, in case they don't,
in case you don't know,
in case they don't know.
It's something you'd expect to see in a middle school locker room.
Hey, take it easy, dude.
Take a stroll through Tempe, and you'll see scooters, trains, joggers, skylines, and graffiti.
The goal is to get...
Okay, so then they cut to a wide shot, and it's a beautiful... Everything's beautiful. Oh, look at the bicyclists. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at the sunset. What a beautiful city. And then they go to the cop, and he starts talking about... They get calls, and they have to go out and spray over it immediately with white paint or whatever just to get rid of it. That's what they're spending their time on.
Okay.
In Tempe, ASU, one of the biggest party schools of all time, and they're running around with white spray paint.
To it within 24 to 48 hours, and in many cases, we're removing that graffiti within 2 to 3 hours.
Now, what is it? I don't understand.
That's no small task, considering the city has documented nearly 300,000 incidents of graffiti in 2019.
It could be a small sticker on a stop sign, all the way up to a mural on a wall.
One tag showing up all over.
You ready?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Banksy or something. I mean, somebody's name?
Something in a middle school locker.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because what could...
Allie?
I mean, it's got to be bad if they're getting out there within hours to get rid of it. They don't want people to see it.
Here's your answer.
Is Penis Man.
Penis Man.
Penis Man is his name.
Okay. Penis Man. Penis Man. He's very phallic with a spray paint can. Look right there on the wall. It's a penis with two huge... Watch out. Here comes the Penis Man.
Muggs, you picked that song. Couldn't you have picked one where you could sing the high notes?
You were total Peter Brady right there.
His voice is cracking. Here's more of the story of Penis Man.
Everything that you see highlighted in light green.
In the last month alone.
About 40, plus or minus, tags that we've responded to.
The moniker deemed explicit and provocative.
It's neither of those
it's
things.
It's explicit and it's provocative.
Legitimately neither of those things.
Is it he's spray painting his name
yes.
or the actual
No, just his name.
Penis.
I just posted it on at the Kevin Ryder.
Uh-huh.
Nope. It's Oh yeah, yeah. And we'll put it on Kevin Mornings as well.
It's just his it's just the name Penis Man.
That's
the letters.
It's not
yes.
a drawing.
No.
Of Penis. You're kidding.
No, yeah. it's just the letters.
That's the point.
His okay. moniker. He's
Come
not
on.
Even drawing.
Come
Mugs,
on.
Mugs,
Come
do you need
on.
To change the song now?
He puts the letters on the wall.
I mean, maybe
that's absurd. Oh,
that's my point.
No one can read the word penis. Oh. Think about the children.
Only middle schoolers would like
oh,
this.
Man.
I think this is my new Picasso.
Same. Like,
this
Same.
Is a true artist.
This guy's my hero.
Yeah.
Painted on abandoned buildings, city dumpsters, old couches.
A traffic mast arm.
Old couches.
What's happening?
Now they're back to the cop.
This one was on a bridge. We've seen it on signs. There's some people, of course, that think it's funny, and then there's other people that are sensitive to the issue. And
I got to tell you, I really feel like there's a public face to this, and then there's a private.
Right.
And I don't think very many people are upset about this. Like,
no.
The people are going, this is terrible.
I don't know, man. Arizona,
really?
Yeah, I think there's a large religious population there and people who...
I mean, again, he's not
like,
drawing it.
Pearl clutchers, like I think they just want something to complain about and this would be one of them.
Pearl clutchers?
Well, you know, like...
I watched that on Pornhub last night. Very good, yeah.
And want it removed immediately.
Emma Renz.
Gross.
Okay, now they always have to interview the man on the street. Mm-hmm. So the girlfriend speaks first, and she's very disappointed.
Has seen it herself.
It was like on the side of the road.
She wasn't concerned about her, though.
I see my little siblings reading it.
Yeah, see?
You know, I just think it's not very appropriate.
But her boyfriend, Brady...
Brady tugging.
So Brady's really trying to walk the company line, so to speak, but he just can't really.
For me, I feel like it's okay to think it's funny, but for the whole city, I think it's probably good they're getting rid of it.
There's street art, and then there's just being obnoxious, and I think that's what that guy's doing.
Look, it's really funny to me.
Art is art, lady.
Yeah,
get
right?
over yourself.
I have an idea of how the city of Tempe could, instead of covering it up, they could just embrace it.
Okay.
If he's putting up the letters, you just put T-E-M... Penis Man. Tempenis Man.
That's even better.
Yeah. Right?
The city of Tempe says they hope to catch the crass culprit.
It could be as small as a misdemeanor or as large as a felony.
They're not going to charge you with a felony.
I mean...
Felony graffiti penis man? Tempenis Man?
Can I charge Mugs with a felony?
Until then, they'll keep repainting and hope the man or woman behind the moniker moves on.
I guarantee it's a man, first of all.
Absolutely.
I'm
going to
say this. Mugs, the only felony you'll be charged with is stealing my heart with that.
Real good.
Omar has joined us in the studio.
Hello.
Coming up, people are dumb. That's in about 10 minutes. But first, Ali's dumb dress-up parties.
Again, not dumb and not dress-up parties.
A lot
it's
of
not
times,
like, we're like, you're a pretty princess. Wear that dress.
A lot of times we all agree on topics.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then occasionally someone will say, hey, you guys, you know what I'm doing? And everyone in the room goes, no.
I think I audibly booed.
Yeah.
I think I just went, boo!
Yeah. Kevin and Jensen were... extremely annoyed by my weekend plans this weekend. My friend Kara is turning 40, so she's having a theme party.
Boo!
No, again, no.
Oh
I haven't even,
God.
Told
Boo!
You, haven't even told you what the theme is yet.
It doesn't matter.
She's turning 40, so the theme is top
Let's 40. Let's get some drinks.
Top 40 musical artist of any decade, whoever you liked.
What is
dress
this?
Up as them. So you can come dressed as Salt-N-Pepa. You can come dressed as who I'm being dressed as from Fleetwood Mac. I'm going to be Stevie Nicks.
But,
it's going to be a blast.
This is some theater kid BS. You know what I mean? Like when you were in high school and everybody. It's like this is the. Just get comfortable. Be comfortable at my 40th.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
That's why you pick Stevie Nicks because.
Yeah, I can wear something flowy. Yeah, and,
luckily you didn't
and,
pick Prince.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Jensen, you don't like leaving your house or being social.
Or having a birthday party, but yes.
Okay, you don't like any of those
As
things.
You know, I only believe you should do it on the zeros, and that's why I appreciate
40?
A party
you
for 40. Yeah.
Okay. Kevin, you just aren't into the whole costume
I love
aspect.
Going out. I love being social.
Okay.
I just don't want to dress up in a costume. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's Over. How this can work,
okay.
though, for
right.
someone like Jensen, who doesn't like being social and all that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This makes you social because someone walks into a party dressed up, and everyone's like, oh, where'd you get the MC Hammer pants? And then it just makes conversation so much easier.
And it's so fun.
Oh, now she's got backup. And now she's got backup.
It's so fun.
I thought Omar was here to help us.
With us.
Let me ask you two douchebags. is it because of the theme you're unhappy with or the dress-up part?
Dress-up.
Just the fact that you have to jump through that many hoops for a 40-year-old birthday party.
If there's a certain theme, you're okay with it. So if it's like a Mardi Gras theme, a casino theme, but you don't have to dress up.
Totally fine.
You're fine with that.
Yeah. 100%
fine. So it's the, actual costume aspect
agreed.
Of it.
Agreed.
Yeah,
why?
Like a casino party sounds fun. I don't have to dress up like him in the Roaring Twenties.
But it's one night, your lady dresses up as a flapper girl.
No.
You go in a nice suit,
fun.
And you talk, hey, doll. You know, you go talk that. You think it's
sorry,
fun.
Sorry. Can I hear more?
Hey, doll.
Yeah.
You know.
You guys would love role-playing and Dungeons & Dragons and playing. I mean,
I will say this. It creates an electric atmosphere.
Oh, come on.
Because people are coming through the door. Like, when at one of these parties, someone would come through the door at a regular party, you'd be like, oh, who cares about that guy? Now this guy walks in, you're like, it's Prince! And then everybody starts chit-chatting, like, where'd you get that outfit? It's an instant conversation starter. People are excited
to
see
you. Wait, Ali's pretending like we want to have conversations with people we don't know.
Oh,
what is going on?
I don't even mind that. I don't have any problem with strangers, talking to strangers, being social, going out of my house, going to a party. No problems with that.
Yeah.
I just think it comes around to be Tuesday or Wednesday, and you go, oh, I got to figure out and get my costume.
You know what, Kevin, you make a great point, because we already, just so you know, we already are making a sacrifice to come to your party, which I'm fine with.
Oh my God.
Which, by the way, let's just get over myself for a second.
Let's not invite Jensen to anything.
Hold on.
No problem.
Thank God. That was the best thing we've said all morning. Let me say this. I will say, I'll give you that. I'll say that's my problem, right?
Okay.
But a lot of people have a lot of things to do Friday, babysitters, whatever it is.
Right.
On top of that, you're now going to make me buy a costume or rent a costume or go to that weird place on Hollywood Boulevard that everyone goes to and gets the same masks. Different problem. But here's the thing. Now I have a whole another setup of chores and errands.
Hold on one second. Okay.
Yes, Omar.
Have you guys ever been to one of those parties and got dressed up and had that experience?
Yes.
You have.
Well, I mean, Halloween is a lot like
that.
I've had to go to one or two over my life, yes.
And it wasn't fun? Like, so on the flip side, I was like you guys before. My wife, bless her heart, you know, dragged me along to a 70s party.
Bless her heart just for being with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, I got like the white, like Saturday Night Fever, the suit.
That's great.
And I was just like, oh my God, I look like such a huge dumbass. But I was a hit at the party.
Absolutely.
You know, and it was awesome. It was bananas. Had fun the entire night. It changed my perspective on the entire thing.
See? You just got to put on a white leisure suit, Jensen.
I'm telling you.
Staying alive.
It was great.
At this point, you should dress as a nerd at every party and just go regular.
Oh, easy would it be for if you and Kevin were coming to this party, get a pair of overalls, wear them backwards, you walk in, we're like, oh, Jensen and Kevin make you jump.
And then the guy's like,
fun.
Sir, this is a TCBY. This is not a party.
Oh.
You're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place.
The party's next door.
Guys, I'm just saying, you guys don't understand that this is just a way to have even more fun at a party. I'm going to tell you this. This chick lives in Huntington Beach. I'm driving to Huntington Beach for this. That's how much I love her and I'm excited.
I think it's also, there's a little bit of laziness with you two.
Yes.
Because definitely Kevin, when I first met him, he wasn't like a real Halloween guy. Because we went to a couple of parties and he was Mr. Pajama Guy. He's like, I'm dressed, I'm in my pajamas. And I hated Kevin for that.
Kevin.
I was like, you bastard.
I hate me for that as well.
Really?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
But dressing
I was never happy with myself.
But dressing in pajamas is pure comfort. Like
it's also
a cop-out.
It's also a cop-out, for especially at Halloween.
Right.
I special ordered a hat because I'm going to wear like a black top hat. I already have the shawl. I already have a flowy dress. I already have the boots.
Are you also getting her a gift?
No, my gift is my presence, as is everybody else's. I bought a tambourine. It's going to be so fun, you guys. I can't wait.
Get on board, guys.
Get on board.
I hope the police raid your party.
Kevin in the morning. With Ali and Jensen, K-Rock.
It's time for People Are Dumb.
It's going to be good.
Dumb.
That's the way to start.
Yep.
I'm going to ask you guys to guess the excuse on the first story. Guess the excuse.
Okay.
Florida man arrested twice this month for bringing a loaded gun to the airport.
Okay.
Okay.
Out of Orlando, Florida man has been arrested for a second time for trying to bring a loaded gun through a TSA checkpoint.
He's persistent.
TSA officials say the unidentified man was arrested at the Syracuse International Airport on Thursday after he was caught at a checkpoint with a loaded gun in his luggage. The TSA spokesperson then went on to say this is the second time in 1 month that he's been caught with the gun.
Okay.
He gave them the exact same excuse both times.
All right.
What do you think his excuse was?
Well, I feel like he was obviously flying to return the gun to where he bought it.
Okay.
This is my mom's luggage.
Oh.
Close.
Wow.
Oh,
really?
No.
His answer both times was...
Not mine.
That's not mine.
That's
not,
no.
I mean, yeah.
I don't... What? That gun? That's not mine. I don't know who put that in there.
Deny.
Both times, though.
Mm-hmm.
And they give it back to him.
No, I think they arrested him.
No, they let him fly with it.
No, I'm saying, but they give it back to him so at the end so we could bring it again the next time?
Sure.
I guess, yeah.
He has a flight next week. He's got to get it back.
How many times can you pull off? I don't know where that came from.
Never? I didn't put it in there.
Especially in an airport that never works.
Although it is a good way to make someone feel crazy is just keep putting guns in their bags.
Just gaslight them?
Yeah.
You are just a jerk.
It's working.
Best idea ever.
Yeah.
Allie, you used to leave the house against your parents' wishes, right? And then have to sort of get back in the middle of the night?
I got grounded for a month for sneaking out to see Oingo Boingo. Yeah.
A 17-year-old girl who tried to get into her home via the chimney.
Oh.
Had to be rescued by firefighters.
Teenager getting some national attention tonight after she gets stuck in a chimney. We brought you this story live as it was happening tonight on our earlier newscast. At Fox 10's Jennifer Martinez live to tell us now how this happened. We had so many questions, and now you've got some answers for us, Jenny.
Yeah, I definitely got the answers. So she definitely climbed onto the roof, of course, and then she climbed into the chimney. So I did get to speak to her friend.
I'd just like to suggest that we know that that's what happened based on the headline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're good.
I didn't have any questions.
So she got on the roof.
Let's pick it up after that.
She did get to talk. There was two people there. One was the friend. And what was the other girl?
Who called 911, and she says that they were locked out of the house, and they thought it was a good idea. Well, the girl that got stuck in the chimney thought it was a good idea to get in there, to get inside of the house.
She was panicking. She was like, I don't know what to do. Call 911. Like, she was panicking. She couldn't breathe or nothing.
For Yasmin and her 17-year-old friend, it started out as a good idea. The two teens were locked out of Yasmin's home, and after exhausting all other options to get inside, Yasmin says her friend decided to climb up the roof.
She thought of the chimney, going down the chimney.
That would quickly turn into a big mistake because her 17-year-old friend got stuck in the chimney for nearly 40 minutes.
Wait, is it chimney or chimney?
Well, if you ask me, it's chimney. But
you do say chimney.
But also, this girl's an idiot, and now she talks just like me.
Yeah.
She was screaming for help the entire time.
But I didn't know it was blocked in the bottom. Like, I never thought it was blocked at the bottom.
Why would you?
So she went down the chimney, and she got stuck. She started freaking out.
They quickly called 911, and when firefighters showed up, it took them more than 45 minutes just to get her out. You can see the 17-year-old here covered in soot, but she had a smile on her face.
By the way, it is soot.
It is soot.
What is happening with this newscast? Here's the thing.
She's covered in soot.
I wouldn't pretend to know how a chimney works.
No, I mean, look at what we've been told about Santa, that he could go straight down.
He comes down the chimney. I don't blame this girl.
Really?
Well, I mean, I know.
You both blame her.
I blame her.
I wouldn't do it, but we don't know how chimneys work. And yeah, there's a flu. I don't know. Hallmark movies, they go and they open it, then they have ash all over them, but the guy still loves her, you know.
I still don't even know how magnets work, let alone a chimney.
I don't know. I don't know what we're thinking.
As for Yasmin's parents, they rushed home from the movies.
They weren't even home.
No.
So this wasn't a they snuck out, they needed back in. They were legit just locked out.
They were supposed to be home
while
the parents were at a movie, but the parents weren't there when they were trying to get in. Don't you, like, I don't know, break a tiny little window?
Yeah.
There's a hundred
ways.
Or
say you locked yourself out. I mean, there's so many ways.
Well, they probably weren't supposed to leave. That's the thing.
Yeah, that is the thing, but I'm not sure I'd go chimney.
Well, no, I'd just be like, I have to go outside for a second. I had to get some fresh air, and then I locked myself out, Mom and
not
Dad.
Bad. Not
now
bad.
Now you guys can see why I never really lied to my parents.
Yeah.
And let's just say they aren't too happy.
They were so mad. They were really, really mad.
So in actuality, she was actually stuck in that chimney for about an hour and a half. So 40 minutes waiting for the fire officials to get there and then 45 minutes for them to hoist her up. And we did see her, and she was a little too embarrassed to speak to us on camera tonight.
You see her on the roof after they rescue her. And she's covered in suds.
And soot.
And stop saying suds.
Yeah.
That's what they call it. I hate it.
Head to toe, just covered in suds.
And then she was in blackface. When we got her out, it was so offensive.
Controversy.
Yeah, so offensive.
Listener Raul said in this story, it's just a headline. The headline's the whole story. Two men accused of gluing winning lottery numbers onto Mississippi lottery ticket tried to claim the $100,000 prize.
That's
great.
That's fantastic.
Congrats
right?
to them, yeah.
And finally, the police were called to a Walmart in Wisconsin. This might be one of the best stories ever. They were called to the Walmart around 8:30 Wednesday night. They were told that a woman and her dog were shoplifting.
Mm-hmm.
When the police arrived, they found 46-year-old Lisa Smith screaming in the front door of the Walmart. Boo! Boo! That's the name of her dog.
Okay.
Boo! Come here! Boo! Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they walk in to find her doing that, and all hell has broken loose. They learn that she went into the Walmart with her dog, with no leash, on purpose, let the dog go. The dog started, like, going up to people and was a distraction.
Diversion, yeah.
And then when that happened, she was, quote, erratically pulling apart store displays and putting them in her cart.
What?
But wait, there's more. When she was asked to leave, she started performing karate moves in the parking lot.
Oh.
This is a party. This is cool.
I'm showing you her picture.
Oh, she's a mess.
What? Remember those old, like, weird things you'd hang on your wall and you'd pull down the tie of it and
yes.
the little witch would go,
that's her.
She also looks like Mama Fratelli in the Goonies. Like
Dan
Ramsey, yeah.
So she's in the parking lot doing karate moves. Mm. But wait, there's more. They say her dog, Bo, grabbed some cornbread mix and tried to leave the store, too.
Bo knows cooking.
But wait, there's
Violet,
more.
Violet, please.
Yes. When the police showed up, Lisa tried to do more karate on them. She attempted to kick out the window on the squad car.
Oh, dear.
But wait, there's more. Okay. While all of this was going on, police say the woman's son, 25-year-old Van Smith, was in the back of the store.
Okay.
Had taken off all his clothes.
Oh, great.
No. And was exposing himself to customers.
This story has everything.
That's what
Family.
I said.
It's great.
Best story ever. When the officers approached him, but wait, there's more. When the officers approached him, Van tried to run over an officer with his scooter.
Okay. And he was like arrested. On a Little Rascal type of thing?
I don't know if he's on a Little Rascal or one of those. I don't know.
It like a full moped.
It doesn't say.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, honestly, you can't
who
come
knows?
Up with anything that
who
would
knows?
Be too outlandish.
And that's the kid.
Oh, he looks like a college quarterback.
Yeah, he
looks
like
Matt Leiner.
Does.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he could possibly be her son.
No, he doesn't look like Ann Ramsey's son. No.
So they were both arrested, and the dog was sent someplace else where the dog can.
Okay. Meth is a hell of a drug.
It is, yes, and that's people are done. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's Kevin in the Morning with Allie and Jensen. It is 7:52. RJ Bell coming up a little bit later on today, talking about the NFL divisional playoffs. And we continue to anoint Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays.
Love it.
Allie's here. What's happening?
You know how they do the Grammy salute concerts? They've honored the Beatles, the Bee Gees, Elton John, Stevie Wonder, Motown, Aretha Franklin. It's kind of this widely celebrated tribute show. They have all different artists, tend to be from all different genres, celebrating a specific artist.
And it's always booked really well because it's like filmed the night after the Grammys or the night before.
Yeah, at least the night before or a couple nights after. This year, they're going to be doing it 2 days after the Grammys. It's going to be held January 28th at the LA Convention Center. It'll be broadcast in April, but they are going to be doing an all-star Grammy tribute to Prince.
Yay!
That kid needs to be a lot happier and have a lot more friends involved. It's called Let's Go Crazy, the Grammy Salute to Prince.
This is great. This is the perfect person.
I agree.
First of all, just serving as the musical director for the night, Sheila E.
Yes.
Alongside longtime Prince associates, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
Love it.
Right there, you're starting off
and
great.
I'm assuming the other friend is coming up soon, too. I don't want to think that Morris Day and the Time
Morris
are not involved.
Morris Day and the Time will absolutely be involved.
Great.
As well as people like The Foo Fighters, Beck, Common, Earth, Wind & Fire, St. Vincent, Mavis Staples, Chris Martin, Gary Clark Jr., and 1S. Like, are you kidding? Like, all different genres, everything
sounds fantastic.
Coming together.
Usually they try to sort of squeeze this into the broadcast.
Yeah.
And it's never
To be honest, I've never been excited for it. One year when I worked on it, I was like, oh, I don't really care about this. I am tuned into. This is right
this
up my alley.
Yeah, this is wonderful. Again, it is going to be broadcast in April, but they are taping it a couple days after the Grammys at the LA Convention Center. That is a ticket that
I want to see Beck do Prince songs. I know he does them a lot, but like, I want to see him in a full stage production.
Absolutely. That's going to be so good, you guys.
Remember when we interviewed him and he was at...
Yeah, he went to Paisley Park.
He was at Paisley Park recording like songs and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The first person to be invited there.
Yeah.
Crazy. Can't wait.
Crazy. Guys, you might want to get your phone a friend ready, because Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is back and more interactive than ever. To celebrate the 20th anniversary of the hit game show, you guys, it debuted back in 2000.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Does not feel that long
ago. It doesn't
ago.
Feel that way at all. You've had Regis Philbin host it. You've had Chris Harrison from The Bachelor, Terry Crews, Meredith Vieira, Cedric the Entertainer. But to celebrate the 20th anniversary, they're reviving a new host.
Are they reviving Regis?
No.
Oh, right.
And I guess they wouldn't be reviving a new host. They're just bringing in a new host, a new lifeline, and new ways to participate from home. But first, the new host, because he's not busy enough. Thanks, Jimmy Kimmel, for stepping in to do
this.
My God.
God, ABC really has him, huh?
They love Jimmy Kimmel, absolutely. But you know what? Here's the thing. He's great at hosting any aspect. Like, people were saying to me, oh, who would you want Ken Jennings to host Jeopardy if Alex leaves? No, I want an actual host, because people don't understand how hard hosting is, because these people that are great at it make it look so easy, like a Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, so, same with the Oscar host and everything else. Like, that's a different skill.
Same with radio and Kevin.
You're right.
Yes.
I mean, it might fall apart there, but
The special 20th anniversary run of episodes is going to feature celebrity contestants playing for charities. We don't know who they are yet. Those will be announced at a later date, but it's going to premiere on Wednesday, April 8th on ABC. Also, a new interactive game. You can play along at home on an app and win the same amount of money that celebrities are playing for on the show.
Win the same amount of money?
Like,
they're giving
it
to charity, but you get to keep that money. What if at the end they're like, please put in the charity you would like this to go to? Oh, Allie need to eat. And I like develop that charity right
now. Jensen needs more sneakers.
You know what I'm saying? Speaking of ABC, they're going to be doing a live musical production like they've all been doing. Mm-hmm. Some have been great. Some have been not so great. This one, I'm so curious to see how they pull off, because it's a show that I always wanted to see on Broadway. But I was too young, and my parents wouldn't take me. But it is a live musical production of Young Frankenstein. And Mel Brooks himself will be producing the show, airing in the fall.
These are people, but they're cats.
No, they're not.
This is kind of blowing my mind.
It's Young Frankenstein.
It wasn't a successful Broadway play, was it?
It did well,
It did? I thought it wasn't in for very long. I'll have to look it up.
Whatever.
I don't know anything about it, really. I feel like I've seen the film
Young
a million times. Yeah,
okay.
But I don't know what... I mean, is it just straight up a representation of the movie?
Yeah, with songs.
Don't care.
Oh, my God. I care so much. I care
I'd rather sit in my bed, like, just staring at a wall.
I will sit in my bed and stare at the wall that the TV's on and watch this. Absolutely.
Important difference.
This I don't care about at all. ABC is also doing a live episode of The Conners. It's going to be a live Conners episode airing on February 11th, incorporating the first presidential primary happening that night in New Hampshire into the storyline.
I'm sorry?
You couldn't put more things I hate into one thing. I don't want to watch.
The Conners is Roseanne Barr, right?
Well, she's not on anymore. Yeah.
Without her.
Yes.
Without her.
Okay.
But then you're also going to put politics into... I don't want that.
Do you care?
I don't, but I do care a lot about the Young Frankenstein adaptation. Guys.
You're just trying to eat soup with the man.
I want to eat soup with Mel Brooks. It is my lifelong goal to eat soup with him and Carl Reiner.
You don't want to.
And just watch Jeopardy.
Yeah. I don't really care about this.
I care about this.
All right.
Good to know.
You can both feel that way. It's good. Jensen's good. Allie's good.
No, I want you to care
about
it.
Did you ever see the Producers musical?
Yes.
That was very good.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Of course.
I'm into that. This one.
I don't know. I think you should be into it. Okay. You should also be into the little documentary that aired over the holidays.
Oh, you told me all about it.
Yeah. Mel Brooks Unwrapped. It is just, what a delight that man is. Honestly, why won't somebody get in touch with me about eating soup with Mel Brooks? Someone
because
that can make this happen.
Because it sounds like rantings of a crazy person.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want to set him up with a stalker. No one's going to be like, oh, I know him. I can't wait to put this wild woman in a room with him.
What do you think she means by eat soup?
Yeah.
You know that conversation's going on.
How dare you?
They're gonna,
you
should we check her for a gun?
You just made it gross.
Oh, I did.
I want to just sit with him and talk about stuff and just... He's an icon, a legend, one of the greatest humans to ever walk the face of the earth.
Agreed.
I just want some time with him.
Okay. She's a sociopath.
Listen,
and a bitch.
And if...
Oh, come on.
What?
You're just saying if you had a chance to be with Mel Brooks, you would?
How dare you,
I mean, that's what you just alluded to.
I didn't even finish the sentence. I said, and if
you couldn't finish the sentence,
we were
because
to become best friends after that, that's cool. I'm in.
Okay. She's...
What?
You're alluding to us on the radio that you would date and be with Mel Brooks, but everyone in the radio can't see your motions.
A, you're making stuff up, and I don't appreciate it. But if he wanted to date me...
Stop pointing.
People can hear your chair actually squeaking.
Also,
that time.
If he wanted to date me, like, we know what you mean.
Yeah.
You don't have to point.
Do you think that Mel Brooks can still do that?
That's only one way to find out.
Okay. Heaven's in.
Did you see how long that... Okay. Literally didn't finish a sentence.
I love him so much. Some birthdays for you. Jimmy Page, Dave Matthews, J.K. Simmons, and Nina Dobrev. Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
There's a study that says 75% of adults are not friends with any of their neighbors.
Okay.
These
people are speaking my name.
That's your language?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I lived in a condo in West Hollywood for... 7 years, mm-hmm. and if I was at the mailbox and there was another neighbor coming, I would quickly run back to my apartment.
What?
I don't need to talk to anyone.
So weird.
I don't need to be friends with my neighbors.
Right, but if they're cool, I feel like you don't have to turn and run. That seems extreme.
I'm not looking for conversation. I'm trying to get home. I'm trying to relax.
Okay. Allie knows everybody.
I know all my neighbors. I know my neighbors to the right, my neighbors to the left, and my neighbors across the street. And I'll tell you why it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's an extra set of eyes looking out for you. They see something weird happening, they'll let you know. You get a text message from your neighbor, hey, I'm going to be out of town next week. Can you keep an eye on my house if I get any packages, whatever? Absolutely.
Okay, you know what?
And then they repay that as well.
You've brought up some great points, and I admit that. I'm willing to admit when I hear another person's argument and I go, those are some really good points.
Yeah.
But you're ignoring the idea that these people think that they're now your friend and they're going to come over. Hey, what you doing?
They are
you,
my friends.
You watching TV?
Yeah.
This is what you want your neighbors every day to come over? Like, knock. Hey, buddy. Just saw that.
Why do they have to be obsessive?
TV.
It's just...
Why are they coming over every
day? Because you know that's what people do. These neighbors
don't do it.
They have no...
They don't do it.
Okay, hold on.
Then
hold
you've
on.
Been
no.
lucky. Because I've seen the other way happen.
But you've never experienced it.
I have experienced...
You run from your neighbors.
But that started from something. I had neighbors when I first moved out of college. I had a neighbor who would always come over and see what we were doing for dinner. It was myself and my college roommate. And they would always be like, what are you guys doing for dinner? And we'd be like, oh, I don't know. We're just going to go out. And they always felt like they were trying to invite themselves out to dinner with us. And we just ignored it every time. And after that, I was like, I don't want to be friends with any of these people.
But any of these people, that was one person.
Well...
Like, none of Allie's friends would do that. Or
no.
neighbors.
I was just smart enough to cut it off early. Is what
smart
you're saying.
Enough. Is he like the biggest elitist?
It's not elitist.
Weirdo
I don't think I'm better than them.
House.
I don't think.
Yes,
I'm...
you do.
No, I don't.
No,
I just
he's
don't.
Afraid of them. He turned and ran when they come out to the mailbox.
Because they're not good enough to breathe the same air as
that
him.
That is definitely not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I have friends and I have neighbors. I hang out with friends and mm-hmm. neighbors are just there. And by the way, if I see someone robbing my neighbor's house, I have the numbers to my neighbors.
How do you have the numbers,
Because
Jensen?
We have, like, these neighborhood watch papers. And so I will...
Papers.
You don't have neighborhood watch
yes,
papers.
Yes, we do!
No, you just don't. You just made that up.
No.
You're now
papers.
Acting like if you saw your neighbor's
I
place being
would...
robbed, you would
no.
know how to contact
I
them.
Would
You're lying.
Well, I call the cops. I would always say something if I see something, for sure. That doesn't mean I have to be friends with them. That just means I'm sensible.
Or if you see a garage door open and you know they're at work, you could text them and be like, hey, your garage door is open. You want me to go over and close it?
I bet. Can you stop looking at my house? Can you stop just like checking to see what's
I'm
in my
so
garage?
Happy that I'm
wow.
not, this is not meant to be mean in any way.
Okay.
I'm so happy I'm not Jensen.
Or Jensen's neighbor.
Or Jensen's neighbor.
I don't want...
What's wrong with you? You're get off my lawn guy already.
You are. You're too young for this.
I will say that my wife is the opposite and has been very kind to our neighbors.
Yin and yang.
Hands over
That's
Christmas gifts, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever want... And I kind of respect that. I've mm-hmm. looked at it and been like, oh, I wish I was a little more like that. But also, she's not like, let's take them out to dinner and go see a movie.
But you don't have to do everything or nothing. There's...
But Allie has a friend. Who is your friend that you're like actually close friends with that you were neighbors with?
That is my next door neighbor who mm-hmm. is my gaber. He's my gay neighbor.
I didn't want to say gaber in case it was something you didn't tell him.
No. Oh, he knows he's gay.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's the gaber.
He has met himself.
Okay. And I'm saying I don't need... I'm not inviting...
He is one of my best friends, and I couldn't be more thankful that he's my neighbor.
And you only met him as your neighbor.
Yes.
This is not the experience.
Why doesn't that make you think, oh, maybe I should?
Because I don't... I've never had a neighbor where I go, I think we have similar interests.
Because you haven't met a neighbor.
Yeah.
Just put a period at the end of that.
Because you're sweating because you're running away.
Running! Can you picture Jensen like seeing
it's
a neighbor
insane to me.
And just booking it back to his house?
Jensen!
I have avoided neighbors pretty much my entire life. And growing up, my
Even
parents...
Even growing up, you didn't have close neighbors?
Well, I probably would have.
Yeah.
We didn't live near a lot of kids. So it was like a lot of adults that were around. They didn't have kids around me. So I guess I would have been closer with
when
them.
When I grew up, they just put me out of the house at like 8 a.m. and then I came back at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was out of their hair, and I think that's what they wanted, my parents.
You had the little key around your neck?
And then, no. And then,
by the way, he didn't say anything about friends. He just left.
No,
for
I mean, same with
lighting fires.
Yeah, Robbie Joyner. You know, we used to get those massive rock fights.
Sure.
We did everything. We had all our neighbors over as fun as hell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have heard good things about having neighbors, I guess. And I guess.
What do you mean you guess? Allie says she's one of her best friends, and she's so happy she met her.
Then again, we did do a call-in topic, and one caller had two murderers that lived on her street.
Oh, definitely. By the way,
two.
By the way, I think we can all admit you definitely have neighbors that do terrible, scary things.
Oh, no. I've looked everyone up.
Come on.
Yep.
Everyone.
Every single one.
You do a background check?
I've Googled their names. I've checked their Social Security, everything.
Beerbug, how about you?
So I have had to call a couple of Life Audibles last year that have brought me back.
Life Audibles?
Life Audibles.
Okay.
Have brought me back to the same house and neighborhood that I grew up in
mm-hmm.
with Mom and Papa Muggs. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, they're getting older, so it's good. I get to help them out, and plus the rental rate is great.
Sure.
It is fantastic.
Very
but
affordable.
That's not our we're not asking why you live with your parents.
Right. He's like, I love my neighbors that are my mom and dad.
But I understand that you met your neighbors because you need to get out of the house with Mama Muggs.
Exactly. But Mama Muggs has already started a war with the new neighbors that I'm now involved in.
Oh, no.
And it all happened right before New Year's. My mom went to go introduce herself because they just moved in.
Right.
And brought them some very wonderful pastries. And the owner of the house just grabbed it and said, oh, that's great. Thanks. And closed the door. And my mom was slighted. Okay? So... I felt bad for her.
They're nervous she's going to come over for Dodger games.
So they already had a strike in my book. I wanted to go over and meet them. Uh-huh. I wanted to go over and get to know them because I am the neighborly person. I'm not like Jensen who scurries back into the house.
Scurries is not the right word.
He runs
full blast runs.
Right.
So
Sprinting.
Come New Year's Eve, it's 2:30 in the morning. I'm laying in bed and I hear... coming from next door.
That makes me happy. I go.
Yeah, right? They're at a party.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little late.
No.
Yeah.
What?
So.
I thought you were. Okay.
My daughter's sleeping.
Oh.
I go over next door. Oh, I'll go meet the neighbors because I'm going to go tell them to turn it down.
Sure.
Right?
Work out well.
Yeah. I open the door. Yeah, hi. It's 2:30, and you think you just turn it down a little? Turn the music down just a little. What? Turn the music down a little bit.
This is, by the way, this is every experience I've had with
you. No, you haven't had any.
Thank you, Mom.
Trying to sleep, The kid answered the door. He's like, yeah, I'll go tell, I'll go find my dad. Closes the door, slam. Walk back over to my house.
I love it.
These neighbors now, I'll have
how do you not get dressed and just go over and knock on the door and say, look, your music's keeping me up, I'm coming in.
They didn't, they didn't invite
us. Doesn't matter.
The part that I...
You say, your music's keeping me up, so I might as well be at this party, and you walk right in and they're happy to have
Allie,
you.
These sound like people I want to be friends
I'll
with.
I'll tell you this about my neighbors. Guess what we do? If we're having a get-together, hey, wanted to let you know we're having a get-together, just so you know if there's a ton of cars outside, that type of thing. Feel free to stop on by.
Oh, yeah. Nightmare. There you go.
Absolutely.
Nightmare. That sounds great.
Oh, my God. That's my foot is killing me kind of thing.
It's real good.
The part that I forgot to mention, Allie, is that when my mom brought over the pastries to welcome to the neighborhood, that was the number one thing my mom was slighted by, that they didn't invite her to the party. They just grabbed the pastries and shut the door.
The 2:30 in the morning dance party?
Yes.
Oh, Mama would have killed at that party.
Dancing away.
Jeez, wouldn't it be funny if you went next door to tell them to turn it down and Mama Bucks was in there?
They didn't even make it past the first round of the playoffs.
They don't have a bullpen.
They got to get more serious about the infield.
All right, we're going to take your calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number. You know your neighbors and it worked out good. It worked out poorly.
And the good and bad that you've experienced.
The good and bad that you've experienced. Let's take one call real quick. It is Nichelle in Costa Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you know you know your neighbors?
So I know my neighbors only because when we moved in 11 years ago, they welcomed us to the neighborhood. They brought treats like beer, homemade salsa, cookies, the whole nine. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's fantastic.
And that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what do you do now?
So I will get home. I'll listen to you guys on my way home. I'll get in the car. I'll park in my driveway. I will do a scan of my neighbors, see who's out. If anyone is out, I will sit in my car.
No, you won't.
Keep listening to my
because
yes, I will.
Are you fearful that they'll give you more beer and salsa?
Right?
No.
Oh, that would be terrible.
Nichelle doesn't need more friends. She didn't ask for those things.
Nichelle. And they're cool. Like, they're really cool.
One
but
more
I don't
question.
Want to talk to them.
Have you ever, in all honesty, have you ever done the marine crawl on the ground just to get to your door?
Because you need to get in.
You haven't done that.
But I've gone through my passenger door. We have an RV right next to it, so I can kind of open it and like sneak around.
Wow.
I think Nichelle and Jensen need to get over themselves. No one wants to hang out with you that bad. They might just want to wave at
Nichelle,
you.
Nichelle, I go home to relax, stay out of my way. You're my type of person.
Crawling through the wrong door.
Let us be.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Talking about you don't know your neighbor. 75% of people say they don't know any neighbor.
Yeah, and I'm in that 75%. And so is Kevin Arias, who talked to us on Twitter. He says, Jensen is my kind of neighbor. I'm the exact same. I'll even take it a step further and say that when I pull up to a supermarket and I see solicitors blocking the entrance, I will not go inside of that supermarket.
They don't block the entrance.
He's my type of person.
Honestly.
Jeff also texted in. He said, I'm the same as you, Jensen. I have a few old people neighbors, and they are too nosy and always want to talk for 20 minutes and tell me all their medical problems. I dodge them. He's right. I'm right.
I've got a text from the rest of the listeners. Shut up, Jensen. Right. Oh, that's weird.
Nope. These people that want to talk to you, they ruin your day. I'm home to relax.
All right.
They're just waving at you in a driveway.
Never ends that way.
But it does. Most of the time. No. You're talking about the exception.
They're going to want sugar. They're going to want to ask me about my job. I just don't want to do it.
All right, let's go to Patrick in Huntington Beach, who has had the opposite effect. Good morning, Patrick.
Morning, guys. Hey, I've actually had both effects. And it's funny, my wife and I are kind of like Jensen. We're exact opposites. I'm the howdy neighbor, you know, from Home Improvement.
Yeah.
And my wife,
my wife
wants to throw a fence up around the house and let nobody talk to us ever and just get in and out. So,
wait, but Patrick, about your wife, don't you understand she's trying to make it a comfortable zone for just you guys so you don't have to worry about people around you? And it's like you're in your own fortress.
Yeah, really controlling. I'd get out of that relationship, Patrick.
She wants the fortress around us and herself always. She does not want to meet new people ever, period.
Patrick, you married well.
Sounds stable.
Wow.
Married well.
Yeah, Jensen, mm-hmm. she's taking applications.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't want to take her from you. No, I have also would need to get applications. No, we're not changing.
All right, thank you for the call. Wow.
But his point of his call was he's still best friends with his old neighbor.
Which he didn't say.
Which he never got to, because Jensen just had to hijack that
and be
like, you're just like me, we hate people.
Listen.
No, he said he's still friends with his old neighbor.
Yeah, but he's got a wife who's smarter. He has a smarter wife than him.
That's in question. Let's go to Anna in West L.A. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. You know your neighbors?
Yeah, we bonded over dogs, and so it got to a point where if I was running late on set and couldn't get home to walk my dog, they had a key, they'd go walk my dog for me, I'd watch their dogs for, you know, a couple days if they were out of town. Like,
how lovely.
It was great.
See, that's
it.
So nice.
I've always been hoping. I wish I had another dog. I wish someone just dropped off a dog. That's really great. Thanks.
She's talking about
you. You are officially the worst.
My dog had friends.
You're the worst.
Oh, no, I'm fine with my dog having friends, for the record. When I walk them, I'll say, you know, whatever, smell the butts or whatever they do. That's fine. I'm just saying I don't want you to drop off your dog at my place, and I don't need you in my place. If I'm outside, sure, whatever. Or so dogs
who hurt
smell.
You?
It's not.
Who hurt you?
It's that I see home.
Anna loves it.
No.
She loves it.
Do
you
do.
Love it? Yes, she loves it. Mm. You can't change what she's saying just because you disagree.
Just so you know, dogs don't speak, so she doesn't know if the dog likes it.
Okay.
Jensen, I'm going to go
also,
out.
Also, Jensen, have you ever had to pay for a dog sitter? Do you know how much that costs?
It's not cheap. I know, but I also don't think I have to put it. But I'm fine. But I'm fine paying for it because I don't want to push it on neighbors who probably don't even want to do it.
Such a glowing.
Wow. They want to do it. They volunteer. All and then I watch their dog, too.
Jensen is so rich. No, he doesn't see how people might want this.
You know
this.
What? I am rich. I'm rich about other people's time, and I don't want to ruin other people's time. Yes. I
just not true.
Too much, I'm too elitist about my time and my comfort.
Jensen, your attitude is straight telling me that you should have purchased a house in Bakersfield with nothing but acreage around your house.
Listen,
so you don't even have to
come close need a ranch
to
at some point.
If I could build a moat, I 100% would. 100% build a moat.
But you're missing out on all the good things.
Oh, yeah, I wish they'd drop their dog off at my place. You're right.
She was very happy about that. You're turning it into a negative. She was very happy about that. That made her happy. Mm-hmm. She loves it. All right, let's go to TJ in Cyprus. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi there, neighbors. You know them?
Yes. So my family, we're not like Jensen at all. We're pretty neighborly, and like we talk to our neighbors, except for our one neighbor who's... He's a pretty old guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whenever we're out there, we're throwing up the trash or something, and he's always there. He'll start up a conversation, and then he just won't stop talking.
Yeah.
And then like we just have to like agree and be like yeah. And then he'll just keep changing the topic and like keep us there. So our family made a plan that if he ever starts talking to us, someone has to come out and say, "Oh, can you help us with dinner? You have to come back inside. Like, oh, we have something to do."
You have code.
So, to get him to stop talking to
us. Oh, man, that sounds glorious.
But TJ, that's the exception, right?
The rest of the neighbors are great.
Well, yeah.
Except for that one old
neighbor
that just really needs interaction socially because his wife passed away and he's so lonely sitting in his house.
Yeah, so that's why TJ and his family just pray he's going to die soon.
His wife is fine.
Hey, TJ, is the guy that lives next to you the guy who wanders the halls at K-Rock here?
Yeah, we have the same guy. We don't have code, but we just run from that guy because it's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's exactly the feeling. Even at work, man, if I'm getting water or something, just let me be. Let me be in my head. I'm working.
I hope that everybody that works here at the station listens to the segment.
Agreed.
And wherever Jensen is running to the bathroom holding his bum, they're like, Jensen, how is your day?
And here's the other thing is that Jensen loves hugs.
Yes.
Loves.
And I love pooping in public, clearly, No, neighbors are bad. Even TJ who called, I'm not like Jensen. Oh, I also have a neighbor. I hope he dies soon. Like, it's awful.
No, he said all his neighbors were great. There was an exception.
That's enough. The exception is the rule.
So you'll miss out on all the positive for the one negative.
Yes.
God, I hope your neighbors are listening.
I do too.
And they just go over with crock pots full of ribs. And they're just like, let's be buds.
Just sit in front of his front door for the next
week. He'll be home around 11:30 today.
Also, let's just talk over next door or citizen. You don't need to come over. Just let's talk over the message board.
Jensen, you're missing out.
No human interaction for Jensen.
This is very sad.
No thanks.
Let's talk the NFL. Cousins RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. RJ, good morning.
You
know something? I think the whole city of Los Angeles smiles when they hear that song.
I mean,
the whole city.
The whole city, like everyone?
Well, I think metaphorically, the
whole
city.
What about the people that aren't listening?
You know, they're getting it through karma. It's kind of like the reverberation.
I see.
Okay.
Are you you drinking earlier? Or I mean, what's happening?
Yeah, what's going on?
I guess you guys just aren't spiritual, you know? That's another deal.
I mean, you sound like someone who went 2-1 last week, to be honest.
You know, it frees you up a little bit. It does.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I really do find it impressive that he was 2-1 because he's doing the playoffs when all the teams are good.
And also, for the record, he didn't take the easy way out on some of those games. The Minnesota pick, which I loved at the time, I told you, but you didn't go easy.
Well, listen, when you have an underdog of a touchdown and you win the game, that's called professional level stuff right there.
Feeling himself.
He did figure out the spreads.
All right, so we have three picks this week. Let's start with Baltimore Ravens, -9.5 over Tennessee Titans.
Now, here's the thing about Baltimore. They started the year decent. And then at a certain point, and it wasn't just arbitrary. It was when they got their good defensive player back, his last name Smith. And Jimmy Smith.
Mm.
And then they traded with the Rams for Peters. You might remember the cornerback. After they got those two in the defensive backfield, the Ravens have been as good as any team this, let's say, in 20 years.
Yeah.
When it comes to their margin of victory, they're winning games by 30-some points.
And it doesn't hurt that their rookie quarterback gets more experience in the NFL over time as well.
Yeah, and remember, second year now with Lamar.
Oh, right,
But you're right.
Rookie is as far as every game, right.
The idea of him getting better and better as he goes, no doubt about it. Now, let's look at Houston on the other side. This team literally has been outscored on the season. So imagine that. Your opponents have more points than you. That sounds like you're a 500 team at best. And by the way, Houston, they've been out-yarded, out-gained on the season. So more points to the opponents, more yards. That's not a great team. And last thing, you might think, RJ, usually you don't play the big favorites, 9.5. In the playoffs, the last 8 times there's been a double-digit favorite. Now, we're at 9.5 here. 8-0 in those games. Why? Because no one takes it easy. They just run it up because they want to make an impression in the playoffs. Add it up. First pick, Ravens.
Great.
All right. Your second pick is Kansas City Chiefs. Same line, -9.5 over the Houston Texans.
And some of the same theory, right? Is they're going to keep going when they, with the idea of, and by the way, I misspoke there. It was with the Titans, not the Texans. This is Texans in this game.
Correct.
And this is a situation where I think Andy Reid, who is the coach of the Chiefs, off a bye is such a key. It's one of the great trends in all of football. When this dude has 2 weeks, he will come up with some very clever plays. And obviously Mahomes, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And we really believe Kansas City's underrated, and here's why. Mahomes missed a couple of games, and he was limited in a couple of games, and the defense has gotten much better, just like Baltimore. So if you look at the whole season, I don't think it does justice to the Chiefs. And finally, and we said it before, so I'll repeat it, Texans, not great, been outgained and outpointed. So second pick, Kansas City, laying the lumber, 9.5.
I like that, too. I think Mahomes is going to have a big game on television. It's going to be a big game.
9.5, though, for the playoffs. There's 2 lines at 9.5.
He went
That's
with both
crazy.
Favorites. Yeah.
And now you have an over-under. Tell us about this one.
All right, so over-unders are total points in the game. And over-under in this case is 51. And it's the same game, Kansas City and the Texans. And here's the thinking. When you have a team which is at home in the divisional round, so that's Kansas City, which means you've got a bye, and you're playing an opponent that had a home game, which is important because that means they didn't have to travel. They're not too tired. They end up getting there, and the points go crazy. It's like 65% over the total. And by the way, we mentioned the idea of the Texans being outpointed on the season. Well, the last 7 times a team outpointed on the season made the divisional round, 7-0 towards the over. So 2 different trends, over the total, over 51, Kansas City, Houston.
All right, so the picks are Baltimore Ravens -9.5 over Tennessee Titans, the Chiefs -9.5 over Houston Texans, and the over-under in the Chiefs game, which is 51 points, and you are saying the over.
And this is like a recreational batter's delight. They like laying the big favor, and they like the over.
Thank you to RJ. We appreciate it. You can follow RJ at RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. The podcast is RJ Bell's Dream Preview. And the radio show is Straight Out of Vegas with RJ Bell on Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. 'Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. All this week on K-Rock, you could win your tickets to see Coldplay at the HD Radio Sound Space. We're actually going to open it a little early, perhaps, but this is the first time.
Bring some nails.
Building a new one. It's in our new location. It's going to be hosted by Stryker and Klein. And the thing is that you can win the tickets at 9, noon, 3, and 6. Mm-hmm. And 9 is about 8 minutes from now.
Yeah.
So that's your next chance to win those tickets. Then Dr. Drew, Allie is here now. What's happening?
Well, yesterday, the family of Mac Miller announced on the late rapper's official Instagram page that his posthumous album, Circles, will be released next Friday, January 17th. Apparently, when he passed away in September 2018, he had been recording a companion album to his most recent release, Swimming, and producer John Bryan, who has since dedicated himself to finish Circles, said he, based on his time and conversations with Malcolm, he just wants to put it out. So,
all right.
Friday, January 17th, new Mac Miller on the way, which
and
is
Swimming
wonderful.
Is one of my favorite albums of the decade.
It and was it sounds like a companion album couldn't be more perfect.
And John Bryan had also worked on that, so yeah. I'm very excited to see what it is.
I love it, you guys.
I almost
it.
Don't want it to come because I know it's kind of the end of the
That's
music.
It.
I know,
yeah.
But I'm excited to hear it.
Well, we were talking about My Chemical Romance and their December 20th show at the Shrine. Apparently raked in record box office numbers for the venue. Total gross, almost $1.5 million. That's the highest grossing ever at the downtown LA Landmark. So I'm thinking if you could sell out that place so quick, make them a ton of money.
Right.
Let's move on to bigger venues all around the country and the world starting soon.
What's going on?
What's going on is I need My Chemical Romance to give us some dates.
Agreed.
We need it.
And I go to the mall a lot, as you know.
And Where is this going?
The Hot Topic, they have a ton of My Chemical Romance stuff in the window.
Do they really?
With like even printed stuff from Hot Topic. Like MCR is back and stuff like that.
Really?
So you would assume it's coming. You would assume more stuff is...
more is coming. Yeah.
Oh, more is coming. They're just kind of on a... would you say blackout? They aren't talking right now. They're not doing any interviews. They're not doing anything.
It's a blackout parade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, donate it.
Yeah, allow it. Don't even file it. Don't file it.
What?
No, I don't think it's worth filing.
I dislike it more than both of you.
Well, you can file yourself if you like.
Okay, I file myself.
It's not the first time.
Can't even say it. Thank you.
Defile yourself, I think is what you meant. No? Basically, what I'm saying is we are waiting for you, MCR. And when you're ready, we will come out in droves. Guys, they're doing it again. Last year, the Academy Awards had no host for the first time in 30 years because the whole Kevin Hart, announced, but now I'm stepping down because some bad tweets resurface, igniting a lot of controversy.
Canceled.
So they're doing it again. The Oscars won't have a host for the 2020 ceremony. They said expect the same as last year. Huge entertainment value, big musical numbers, big comedy, and star power. So, that's good, right? I thought last year, because I think a lot of people might have tuned in that never would have just to see kind of how it was going. That might not have watched the whole thing, but ratings were up. To me, it moved so much quicker. It just felt better.
I'm nervous that people tuned in because of the gimmick of no host.
Right.
And now you won't get that because they've already seen
it. I think people ignore a lot the movies that are being nominated.
It depends
some
on
years,
that.
Everybody loves them. Some years, they haven't seen any of them.
This
I
year,
think that's
I feel,
a big thing.
This year, I feel like it might be worse than ever.
Really?
As far as not seeing?
Yeah, because I love
that's
a lot of
them.
I mean, Parasite's one of my favorite movies ever. But,
same.
But I don't know if people are seeing anything.
Yeah.
At least that aren't Marvel or Star Wars. Or
Well, we'll find out Monday when nominations will be announced for the 92nd Academy Awards, which will air Sunday, February 9th on ABC. And you know what Joaquin Phoenix is going to be wearing to the Oscars? Because, you know, he's going to be nominated for Joker. We all know that. He's going to be wearing the same tuxedo that he wore to the Golden Globes and that he'll be wearing to all the award shows because he's sticking tight to his whole sustainability speech.
He's such a douche.
Hold up.
This is honestly not even a headline.
When he was saying take care of the earth and don't fly in your private jet, that was him scolding Hollywood elite.
Yeah, it would appear.
Flying, you know, he's like, don't take your private jet to Palm Springs.
So what's he doing?
He's going to be wearing the same Stella McCartney tuxedo to all the award shows, just to cut down on waste.
Because he's using less clothing and they're not using... That's it, really.
That's not a thing.
It doesn't seem like a big step.
Here's the thing. Joaquin, you're taking jobs away from people.
Yeah.
People who are making clothing?
Yeah. People in China that were paying $11 total for a month?
Yeah. Yes. Taking jobs away from them. Maybe taking away from somebody that works in a tuxedo rental shop.
Okay.
Because you know he's going in there and they're measuring his crotch.
He's definitely not getting it from the designers.
However, he's probably giving jobs to people at dry cleaners, because I would assume he's getting them dry cleaners.
Dry cleaners not great for the environment.
This just isn't.
No!
This just isn't a step. It just isn't.
That's because he's a douchebag.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I don't know about
Where's the outrage there?
I don't know if there's much outrage, but we'll find out. Hey, if you get a text that says, hey, you've been drafted into the military, you're being shipped out to Iran, that's not real. So you can just go ahead and ignore
that text.
It
says you're being shipped out to Iran?
Destiny, isn't that what happened to your boyfriend? He just got a text message and he was off to Japan, right? He was like, oh, honey, text message, can't go, I gotta leave.
He thought it was Japan, it's Iran.
Oh, Iran, right.
Big problem. Mm-hmm.
Well, what it's saying is you need to report to the nearest army recruiting branch for immediate departure to Iran. And then
it warns
multiple attempts to contact the recipient. In one case warned, you'll be fined and sent to jail for a minimum of 6 years if you don't reply.
That's how it works.
It's not how it works.
That's not
so
how it
just
works,
go
right.
ahead and know that there is no
That's how
draft.
My grandpa got into World War II.
He looked down, a text message?
Yeah, he looked down his cell phone. He was like, oh, shoot. I got to go get on that boat.
I don't believe that's true, Jensen.
Yeah, it is. My grandpa.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that is bonkers.
Big time Marine.
Yeah.
Real tough guy. Toughy.
Real toughy.
Real toughy. Jensen needs sleep, you guys.
I can't do it today.
Tough time.
Real toughy times.
Yeah, toughy times for me.
Some birthdays for
Thor you. Thor ain't living it right now, if you know what I mean. Pointing to me. What, do I have to make my chair make noises for people to know?
Yes.
Okay. J.K. Simmons, Nina Dobrev, Dave Matthews, and Jimmy Page all celebrating a birthday today. And that's what's happening.
At this time on Thursdays, we like to talk to Dr. Drew. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Good morning, sir.
Can you please call him Congressman Drew?
Congressman Drew, sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We read a report that you're looking at possibly running for Congress.
That article, I was talking about it on the Adam Carolla show, and then I clarified it because an organization called The Hill called me, and I said, look, let me be clear. I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. I just feel compelled to do something. And it occurred to me that I'm living in Adam Schiff's district, and I thought, huh, that could be interesting.
And then they ran with it.
They were accurate. They went. He's thinking about it, but prefer not. And then, of course, the headline is he's going to do it.
So you would run as a Democrat against Adam Schiff?
Yeah.
Huh. All right. Interesting.
I'm tired. We need the IMD exclusion lifted for Medi-Cal to be able to treat for chronically mentally ill. We need infrastructure help. Our government is not functioning. It's driving me crazy.
The homeless stuff is killing you, right? Obviously, the homeless.
It's making me nuts. And I feel like I have to do something. And so I just feel, I started looking around, what can I do? And I thought, oh my God, I've lived in Adam Schiff District for 20 years. We're falling apart. Mm-hmm. He seems asleep at the wheel. Maybe at least wake him up. That could be good.
Could we talk to you if you become a congressman?
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Are you going to do a weekly?
Kevin's pretty. Yeah. Allie, maybe, but the rest of you know.
Thank you.
Yeah,
wow. Delightful.
He's more nervous all the tapes will come out.
That's
he's just nervous. Yeah.
I mean, I live in that district as well. You've got my vote.
All you've got to do is release these interviews and the whole campaign ends.
All right, let's talk about our topic today, which is OCD.
Mm. Yeah.
Jensen takes medication for it.
I do.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
You and OCD.
I started therapy at around eight, 9 years old because I was starting to have reoccurring visions before sleep. And when you're 8 or 9, you don't know what to say. You're just like, I saw sad stuff about my grandparents. They were still alive, but I would see sad stuff. So I told my parents.
It's just obsessive,
yes,
right?
And it was obsessive and wouldn't leave my mind. And then basically for, not a hyperbole, for 30 years of my life, I would go in and out of therapy trying to work it. A lot of people treated me for depression or anxiety, and it was always wrong. I never felt anything. And then over the past 8 to 10 years, I started to be treated for obsessive compulsive disorder, specifically obsessive thoughts disorder. Mm. And I found a doctor 3 years ago who gave me something called Luvox, which is
Not a really well-known med, but used in specific cases for thoughts, and it has changed my life, Drew. It's a great story.
It's a great story because when you get the right diagnosis, it implies certain specific treatments. Luvox, when it hit the scene, was considered a giant breakthrough for obsessive-compulsive disorder. But when they started using it, it wasn't working in all cases. It wasn't working the way we expected. But it works in narrow situations, much like yours.
Yeah, it's a dream for me.
What about proper diagnosis, proper treatment? And it really, so what you started with is what's called hypnagogic hallucination.
Right.
So people believe aliens abduct them. People believe the devil's lying on top of them and holding them down. All kinds of crazy. It can be associated with sleep paralysis. Did you have that with it?
I think as a kid I may have, but it definitely went away very fast.
Yeah, and they're very disturbing. Mm-hmm. They're very disturbing. And, of course, you were visited by your grandparents also.
That is true.
The ghost actually came.
Clearly, yes.
Yeah, there was that. Yeah.
I feel like this is one of those things that everybody goes, oh, yeah, I have OCD.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to Drew about is, like, as someone who now is in the clear in a good way for a couple of years, a lot of people I hear people say, like, oh, that guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm has OCD. Or, like, oh, my hands have to be clean at all times. I have OCD. And it's hard for me to connect with them because I don't have anything like that. I had something that was that ruined my life. It wasn't like, it's cute that I touched the lock three times. Like, what is the difference between what I had and what a lot of people in pop culture talk about?
Okay, you're asking terribly complex questions, but I'm going to try to distill it down. The bottom line is you have a disorder, you have something that needs treatment when it interferes with functioning. If you have trouble functioning, yep. or you're so miserable or so distressed, and usually when people are miserable and distressed, it impairs functioning.
Correct.
So that functioning is sort of the easy line in the sand to look at and go, if you're having trouble, and that can be a very broad, broad sweep of trouble functioning, then we need to see a medical professional. Now, obsessive compulsive disorder overlaps with anxiety disorders. That's why you were sort of misdiagnosed. They are kind of overlap syndromes. They're very similar biologies. And all of us have certain – it's a natural phenomenon in our brain that's gone a little haywire in your case and actually thought to be largely genetic. Do people in your family have OCD?
I think people in my family are obsessive, yeah.
Yeah, and so that's and right. You're using the terminology correctly. It's not really OCD in your family. It's obsessive thoughts, which is the unique particular syndrome you have. Excuse me.
When I think OCD, I think you have to wash your hands.
Well, you think of monk.
10 times.
You think of monk.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, and people listen. There's a great. It just happens to be one of the greatest patient advocacy groups there are. Is designed around the obsessive compulsive patient. It's called the IOCDF.org, the International Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Foundation, IOCDF.org. I'm certain they have they probably have screening instruments on there that you can take tests and see whether or not you actually meet the criteria for a diagnosable condition, rather than just having common traits that are may or may not be kind of disturbing or funny or whatever that all humans have.
And that's what Muggs is in here as well.
Yeah, Drew, I didn't have hippopotamus Walton Goggins or what the hip.
No, that's what it's called.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. But I suffered. I haven't been diagnosed. I do have anxiety, but there was a point in time where whatever automobile I had, Drew, if like a little ding or scratch or something really, really minor got on it, it would ruin my day, and I'd have to do – everything would stop until I got that little ding or whatever that thing on my car was bothering me fixed. It would take over my life. Now, over the years, I've gotten better at it, kind of just like telling myself, okay, it's just a material
thing.
This is
Monk saying I healed myself.
I think I healed myself, Drew, because I now, like, you know, I have like a crack on my bumper, and I've never felt better. I don't care.
This brings up the other topic, which is these traits, and you're talking about a trait, not a disorder here, really. I know it took over a day once in a while, but it really isn't a disorder at that point. But these traits can be assets. Like, I have anxiety disorder. I meet criteria for generalized anxiety disorder, but I have obsessive-compulsive traits. But I use those traits to be super diligent and very careful, and, you know, my studying, I was always, like, overdoing the amount of checking on myself, and it worked. It worked for me. So you can take these traits and you can actually use them productively.
That's how I am, Drew. I have traits the same thing that most people would say, oh, you're so type A about things. No, it's because I get obsessed with things and I don't want it to overcome. So I just get those things done. and I can move on.
And the big difference for me when I hear you or I hear Muggs talk about that, I had no ability. I had 50 of them. There was no way I could have even. And then when the meds came, it was like, oh my God, I could push all of them out of the way.
Right.
So I guess that is the answer, is that there are certain people who can feel through those clouds. And then there are certain people who have a disorder like I had where I was like, there's humanly, I've done this for 30 years. I would have wanted to get away from this.
Exactly. And always the only question is, does it have to be pharmacology? Do we have any behavioral or cognitive behavioral therapies that can intervene? The answer is yeah. We have all kinds of therapies. But this kind of thing, Luvox is the perfect thing for that. And it's a pretty benign medicine. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah. And also, for people who are listening that connect with it, I also had really good results from running. The issue is time-wise.
I don't know that drug.
Time-wise, and I don't know, if that's even scientific, but I would run a lot, and then it became a little too much, and also I couldn't run enough. But it
So you're taking something that has therapeutic value. Music, running, walking, these kinds of things can be very effective because, again, remember, this overlaps with anxiety disorders, and that those kinds of things are very good with anxiety, but then we'll get obsessive with it. we'll overdo it.
This other thing I had, Drew, I had to watch People's Court at a certain time every day.
We get it. Rain Man.
You know how many toothpicks I dropped? I get it.
That's Rain Man.
I get it.
Sorry about that, Drew.
See?
That's bordering on criminal.
And that's from a future congressman,
right? You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter at Dr. Drew. The website is drdrew.com, where you can find his three podcasts. And thank you for joining us, as always, Dr. Drew.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin in the Morning with Ali and Jensen. And congratulations to Phil Savala from Whittier. Got those Bellator MMA tickets. And Ali forgot to mention earlier today that Margarita Elizalde.
Wow.
I'm sure I'm saying that right.
You
from Orange is a Coldplay winner. Because we're giving away tickets at 9 a.m., at noon, and 3 and 6 p.m.
I forgot to say it.
Well, I mean,
I mean, you also didn't say it even when you just tried. So, Margarita Elizalde.
That poor woman. She doesn't even know she won. She's like, it sounds like my name, but I feel like maybe it's not.
They talked to her in the other room. So she won the tickets. She's just going to get to see Coldplay. And you can do it again at noon and 3 and 6 here on the world famous K-Rock. Time for one more What's Happening with Ali McKay.
Guys, Justin Bieber. A lot of new info coming out in his documentary. It's going to be the YouTube docuseries that's debuting January 27th. He will reveal that he's been battling Lyme disease. He also confirmed the report via his social media, writing, "While a lot of people kept saying Justin Bieber looks like S, he's on meth, etc., they failed to realize I've been recently diagnosed with Lyme disease."
I don't know what that is.
A tick, right?
Isn't that a tick bite? You can get everything from fever, headaches, fatigue, rash, like debilitating. Wow. And a lot of people don't. They just think they're sick all the time.
So he looks sickly, and that's what it was due to?
Well, he also found out that he's had a serious case of chronic mono that he says has affected his skin, brain function, energy, and overall health.
Same.
He said these things will be explained further in a docuseries I'm putting on YouTube shortly. You can learn all that I've been battling and overcoming. So he's been battling this stuff for a couple years, wasn't getting the right diagnosis or the right treatment. So kind of battling it on his own until he found the right doctor that's like, no, this is what it is.
I think we said it in passing. I watched the trailer for his YouTube show, and I'm very interested to watch it.
Yeah.
I want to know more about what this kid who has an experience that no one in the world has ever had, in my opinion. I want to see what he goes through because I know it's not easy.
Well, Bieber's YouTube docuseries, like I said, starting January 27th.
Okay.
Guys, we're living in a very blessed timeline right now. We've got Rage Against the Machine coming back.
Love.
My Chemical Romance coming back.
Love.
Nine Inch Nails, they're going to be touring again.
Love.
Black Crowes are back together.
This is great. All good news.
Bowling for Soup.
I don't know.
They made their huge announcement.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. There's one
President
band.
Of the United States of America?
Yeah.
One band that I've wanted to get back together since they disbanded.
Dynamite Hack?
Nope.
Oh.
It's, again, two brothers, a lot like Black Rose, that really can't stand.
Nelson.
Gunner and Matt Nelson. Okay. I cannot wait for those two to come back and sing After the Rain.
Right.
Oh, my God. That's a song by them.
Yeah, Nelson, man.
You're sad that you knew that?
No, because I dressed like them at a Halloween party with my friend Jenny Cathcart because her brother Joey was the guitarist for Nelson. Good night, everybody.
Wow. What just happened?
No one asked.
Who knew? No one asked. Just sharing.
Where was the... Not all of that information was in your head somewhere.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The band I'm talking about, though, Oasis. And people say there's no way they'll get back together. Noel and Liam hate each other more than any two humans ever.
Yeah.
Well, Liam tweeted last night, 21 hours ago, "I intend to retire as a solo artist after album number 3, as I have just had a call from my brother begging me to start Oasis again in 2022. If you believe in life after love, come on, you know." Which, the end. I'm like, what? You know,
that's not a very good ending.
But here's the thing. If he's going to do one more album as a solo artist, because then he has to focus his time back with his brother with Oasis, I say yes.
That sounds fantastic.
Let's do this. Again, it's Liam tweeting it, so no idea where the truth is in that. Noel could be like, I haven't talked to him in
forever.
Yeah, I didn't
beg him to bring the band back.
But I also think he went to his wedding, right?
In general, of the two,
yes,
Liam seems like he's more the troublemaker. Yes, no. To me, it does.
I believe so.
I believe so, but I also find Liam to be so much funnier.
Funnier, yeah.
Right.
But you can't really trust anything either of them say.
That's true. And I will say this, Liam's new album, better than I think any of Noel's previous solo.
You're talking out of the side of your mouth.
I'm talking out of the side of my mouth in case Noel Gallagher is listening.
That will.
Because he won't be able to hear it.
That will tune him out.
He will not understand. I'm just saying, Liam's latest album is excellent.
All right.
Let's do this.
I love it.
All right, guys. Here's the thing. Big doings on the interwebs yesterday. You know Jillian Michaels, she was the trainer. She's written a ton of books. She was the biggest loser judge as well.
Right.
She is being dragged on social media and in a ton of interviews because she sat down with somebody from...
I just didn't like when you said dragged.
Dragged, yeah. People really aren't shipping this interview that she did with BuzzFeed, where she talks about Lizzo. The host, Alex Bird, says basically that she loves that celebs like Lizzo are preaching for self-acceptance and allowing the public to celebrate different body types. And Jillian didn't so much agree with that.
I personally found and I love celebrities like Lizzo or Ashley Graham who are really preaching self-acceptance.
I love her music. Yeah, 100%. Well, I don't know anything about her. I'm sure she's a cool, awesome chick.
Yeah, and I love that they're putting images out there that we normally don't get to see of bodies that we don't get to see being celebrated. And
but why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? That's what I'm saying. Like, why aren't we celebrating her music? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes.
Well, I want to ask you...
I'm just being honest. Like, I love her music. Like, my kid loves her music. But there's never a moment where I'm like, and I'm so glad that she's overweight. Like, why do I even care? Like, why is it my job to care about her weight?
There seems to be 2 points there.
In and out of what could have been a great point, and then she's like, hold on, let me dig myself into this. But also get out of it, but then dig again.
I guess she could have also said, instead of the diabetes line, which is the one I think is probably the stiffest, I think she also could have said, I really want her to be healthy either way, but the point is I don't care about her body. Because that's
a
softer way of saying it.
Yeah. But of course, she's being dragged by people that are saying, listen, just because you're overweight doesn't mean that you're unhealthy.
Right.
There are skinny people that have the same health problems that overweight people have. Another person tweeted, Lizzo spends hours every night singing and playing the flute, doing intensive dance cardio. Just admit that the only self-worth you've found in yourself is your thinness, Jillian, and then go to therapy and do the work to love yourself.
Oh,
my gosh. Here's what we can all do. Just mind your business, right? Just mind your business.
Although Lizzo going to the Laker game in that G-string was crazy.
Yeah, she shouldn't have worn that. Nobody should wear that.
Fat, skinny, anything.
Don't.
But that's a different topic.
I don't want to see your butt.
It doesn't matter what size she is. I think that was so offensive.
Agreed.
But it is about celebrating your body, skinny, fat, whatever, medium. That was like so gross. And also like there were kids everywhere. It was just gross.
Here's the thing. Lizzo remains unbothered because as all of this was happening, you know what she was doing? She was volunteering at a Melbourne food bank in Australia.
She needs a heart transplant.
She was packing up hampers for fire-affected regions, just chatting with the people, making these people who have been volunteering 24 hours a day feel a little bit better. So as Jillian Michaels is talking about someone else's body, Lizzo's like, I'm over here helping out Australia.
She's a businesswoman, a TV star, a host, a producer, an actress, a philanthropist. She's one of the most influential, popular, wealthy women in the world.
I don't know who we're talking about there, but I think some of that applies to Lizzo. Thank
Maybe
you, ma'am.
Maybe a third of it applies.
Thanks, ma'am. And just a reminder, it is night three.
Oh, this woman with
of Jeopardy, the greatest of all time. Night one, Ken Jennings won. Night two, last night, James Holzhauer won. Night three, could it be Brad? No, because the dude seems to have lost his brain. Hey, I
Kevin,
don't know what happened
Kevin,
to
I
him.
Thought of something.
What?
You and I, lucky enough to have East Coast feeds on our television.
Should we ruin everything for her?
I mean,
Bean used to.
I mean, just letting you know, you could take pictures at any point and put it on the WhatsApp or send a text.
You absolutely could, which means right now, between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m., I am not going to look at my phone. I don't look at Twitter. I will not have people ruin things, except somebody the other night tweeted some or put something on one of your things and tagged me on it on Instagram. And she's like, I'm sure Allie already told you this, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, it was about Jeopardy.
Yeah. And I wrote, no, I didn't, because it's not on here for 2 more hours.
Yeah.
And then I flipped her off.
Now, just something to keep in mind, Kev.
I'm just saying, if you want to be a complete dick and take away joy, which seems to be, you know, kind of your thing today.
I got to tell you, it's Jensen's thing today.
It's Thor's thing.
Jensen
really,
needs a nap.
It's Thor.
He needs
You need a little nap.
You need a lay down.
Good night, everyone.
That happiness be at.
Trying.
All right, some birthdays for you. Nina Dobrev, J.K. Simmons, Dave Matthews, and Jimmy Page. Happy birthday. And that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. 5 p.m. commercial-free hour. Tomorrow morning on the show, we've got Keep It 100. We have That's My Jam, where we introduce you to new music that we're into. Our show ruined your life.
I mean, yeah.
Which people have been tweeting about, and is quite funny. And you'll be able to call in and tell us about that. And we've got your tickets to see Coldplay in the HD Radio Sound Space tomorrow morning.